school children are enjoying their summer vacation, and probably most of them don't look forward to returning to school in the fall. But commentator Steve Toomey's son liked his public school teacher so much that he never wanted to miss a single day.
Over and over, my son had told me to be there at 12:05. The event was of cosmic importance, Nick hinted, though he was not allowed to reveal what Miss Patel had in mind. Some sort of end-of-third-grade thing. At the commanded moment, the room filled with multiple moms and the odd dad, as well as the 24 kids, all gone giddy. For 10 months, my son's reason for living had been this place. In February, when I had suggested we play hooky and head to Florida for spring training, he had nearly required counseling. Skip 2 days with Miss Patel? The lights dimmed. On a TV screen, a video began. Our children appeared, one still photo of classroom scenes morphing into the next, music underscoring the images. Since the fall, it seemed, Miss Patel had been snapping everyday moments. A year of public education was unfolding. Art projects, math projects, Halloween, lessons in measurement, lessons in science. Hey, here they are with those recorders. In my head, I could still hear my son practicing, "The Lion Sleeps Tonight." Now they are bent over notebooks, imprinting great thoughts. Now each is reading to a second grader, as if to say, "See? You'll get it. I did. Here's the project on Indian tribes. Here's Earth Day, and the trip to the zoo, and gardening in the school patch." Our children look so happy, so cared for, so fond of each other. Black, white, boy, girl. And in the occasional photo, taken by hands unknown, there was the dynamo making it happen. A woman of just 23, in her first year of teaching, passing up chances to make more than her $40,700. My eyes went south on me. At the parent-teacher conference in the fall, my wife and I had realized what a relentless force for learning Lipsy Patel is. There are surely hundreds like her in public schools all over the country. But when you are not there every day, you can't know how much effort is being poured into your child. Our New Jersey suburb has a fine, well-funded system, but there's so much chatter in the land about lousy public school test scores and greedy public school unions that we sometimes wondered what it would be like at the private school in town. When the 19 minutes had faded to black, Miss Patel was in tears too. Reading every parent's deepest desire, she reached into a box and began pulling out copies of the video for all. That evening, just 4 hours after saying goodbye to her for the year, my son said, "I miss Miss Patel."
Commentator Steve Toomey is a writer in Montclair, New Jersey.